impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls we go. Coming up, a little bit of good news. But first we go to George in D.C. on the AMP line. Hello, George.
Hey, I'm Owen. I'm not in D.C. right now.
Oh, sorry about that. Where are you?
I'm in the Florida Keys at the moment.
How nice. What's on your mind tonight, George?
Good God, man. I came down here to escape the cold, escape the inauguration at work. And, well, at least escape the inauguration. But good God, it's cold down here.
Oh,
the
come
Keys
on.
Not even 60. I paid a couple hundreds of dollars and to fly down here for a nice sun warming, and I'm been cold as hell all day here.
60's like t-shirt weather up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but 60 in Florida, especially the Keys where it's 100% humidity all the time.
It feels cold when you're down
there. It's darn cold. I mean, it's more like 42 here.
All right, so yeah, what were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, I was just wanted to chime in about that Scott the Bigot guy. I mean, I don't know what's his problem with how he paints everyone with all the Jews in the same brush. I was just wondering if the dudes ever saw Defiance and he was rooting for the Nazis in that thing.
You were wondering if he what?
If they ever saw that new movie Defiance, that it's a World War II movie where the he's with what's that guy's name from James Bond. He and another guy play a bunch of Jewish resistance fighters and take the common New Hampshire approach to the Nazis, and that's a real good thing. But
neat. I've never heard of it. Sounds good.
Yeah, you should go see it. I saw it. It's called Defiance. Like I said, it's movie review time, and I figured I'd recommend that one.
Like, all right.
Based off a true story about where the Nazis invaded Belarus, what's now Belarus, and they took over, and the Jews formed a resistance there, and they like for 2 or 3 years right there, managed to hold themselves off until the Russians managed to invade, and then now they got stuck with, I guess, Russian oppression. Ain't that something? One parent to another.
Sure, yeah, well, that tends to be how it works, but very interesting, and thank you for the movie review. Any other thoughts tonight?
Nah, I just wanted to just chime in. It's been too long.
Well, enjoy the vacation, George, and thanks for the call, man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Either of you have seen Defiance?
No, I've been meaning to. I saw the trailer for it and really looked intriguing to me.
Cool. Well, there you have George's recommendation. We go to Dave listening to something. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live in somewhere. Hello. Dave, calling from the People's Republic of somewhere. Hello. Going once. Going twice. All right, he's gone. 800-259-9231. So, Wayne, since you weren't here last night, we spent pretty much the whole show focusing on the Obama mania, and was just wondering what your experience was like yesterday. Did you pretty much stay at home and avoid the television?
Absolutely. I'm not into these politician love fests.
Yeah.
And I've said before, I think it's terrific that a majority of Americans voted someone with his background into the White House, even if it were a woman, be the same thing. It's nice to see that people are being more open-minded. And on the other hand, you know, I look at yesterday as just a peaceful transfer of violent power, as one person said yesterday in the media.
We got some good news here today. I mean, I felt like, you know, maybe continuing on that, but we did 3 hours of it last night, so we'll move on to a little bit of good news. When it happens, we do like to bring it to you, and this is pretty good. According to the Supreme Court, a federal law intended to restrict children's access to internet pornography died quietly Wednesday at the Supreme Court, more than 10 years after Congress overwhelmingly approved it. The Child Online Protection Act would have barred websites from making harmful content available to minors over the internet. Of course, it wouldn't have actually stopped anybody from doing such things. It would have just written it down on a piece of paper, and eventually they might have prosecuted a handful of people to send a message to the rest of the internet. But I mean, the reality is the internet is a global device, and the idea that somebody could stop, could be physically prevented from putting something that your children shouldn't be looking at on the internet is pretty ludicrous. I mean, when you understand how the internet works, even if they weren't able to host it in the United States, they could just host it somewhere else. And there would be no way for the U.S. federal government to get their hands on that. Plus, it's an obvious infringement upon free speech. I mean, the idea that the federal government would have any ability in a so-called free country where there's supposedly free speech to control what you put on your website was pretty outrageous. And apparently the Supreme Court agreed with that by letting this law die.
Glad to hear that.
Yep. So apparently the law had been embroiled in challenges to its constitutionality ever since it passed in 1998. And as a result of that, it never actually took effect. So that's kind of good news.
You know, the thing that they were trying to use with the Internet is child porn to restrict every aspect of the Internet. And the fact is, it's just not happening very, very often. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there trading child porn, but you know, I don't see it.
Yeah, me either. And you know, what happens also is you also end up hearing stories of people that are caught up in the snare, the net, who were never intended to, if you look at the law's original intentions. Mm-hmm. And it always happens. The other thing is of course, companies do spring up that will sell you filters so that your children don't see those things. And they keep an ongoing list of the websites that might be offensive to you with your tastes. But if you don't want that stuff and you don't need it because you're an adult and you have no kids in the house, why should you be subject to that regulation?
Well, you can ask that question of Australia's regulators who have been successful at putting through a internet filtering scheme that's, I believe, expected to launch here any time.
The government one.
Yeah, if it wasn't at the beginning of this month, it's certainly any time now. So
there's the other slippery slope, because it starts out with childhood porn, which none of us would be into, but that's what it starts with, because that's how they get support for it. But
then it's bomb-making.
Then it's bomb-making, but then it ends up being politically unpopular speech. That's how it always ends up.
Right. So this is good news that the whole free speech thing isn't completely dead yet in the United States, and just like to bring you the good news when it is available. 800-259-9231. We're going to try Dave again. Dave calling from the People's Republic of somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I wanted to talk about my pledge.
Which pledge?
My pledge from the video you guys were talking about at the end of the show last night.
The pledge from a video. I don't recall.
The Obama video. I pledge to be of service to the Lord, mighty Obama.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
With the Hollywood stars talking about how they just worship Obama and you should too. What about your pledge?
Yeah. And I wanted to, my first pledge is I want to mind my own business, not be involved with anybody else's business.
Amen.
You guys are free to, compete in the market as you wish.
You know,
my second pledge that I give inspiration to the video is I pledge to give the finger to jackass drivers.
That was one of the pledges in there, is not to give the finger. And, you know, I don't know. Giving the finger probably doesn't solve a lot of the problems out there, but I can't say I've never done it.
It relieves stress. I also pledge, before you go on,
I want to talk about fingers to drivers. Now, I think that there's a step to this that doesn't make a lot of sense. I noticed, especially in Florida, where there are a lot of old and confused drivers, that people would get on their butt and honk their horns. Now, if you've got an old person in a and you know them because they're in late model Buicks and Lincolns, if you've got an old person who's trying to find something or driving too slow or having trouble seeing, whatever it is that they're having, and you get on their butt and you honk, you're not solving any problems. You will not be able to make that person any more coherent by honking. You will not make them drive any better. You will not make them any more lucid.
That's true. You'll scare the crap out of them.
That's what's going to happen.
They'll probably make a mistake and do
right.
something.
And then there's a wreck on your hands. I mean, they're turning right from the left-hand lane and left from the right-hand lane. And it doesn't make any sense.
All right, Dave, give me the rest of your pledge.
All right, well, I only got two more. I pledge to flush the toilet no matter what color it is.
That was disgusting, that one.
That's awfully weird.
I will make no guarantees about leaving the seat up.
Okay, fair enough.
And I also pledge to drink more bottled water.
All right, you guys have
a good time. I'd love to hear what your pledges are.
All right, good one. Thank you, dude.
I think the bottled water one, you know, to me, in a lot of cases, many towns do a very good job of filtering the water. It's just as good as the bottled water. You should drink water out of the glass at home. I understand having bottles when they're convenient to take with you. That's fine and dandy. Bottles are good things. However, don't sit around the house and drink bottled water.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Do you have a pledge? We'll tell you you what he was talking about. Talk more about the actual video here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
In a Time magazine interview, John Grisham was asked about the fact that his stories typically feature at least one slimy attorney. Are most lawyers like that? He replied, "Not a lot, but there are enough of the slimy ones to juice up the profession and create a lot of good stories. If you want to sell books, you have to write about the interesting lawyers, the guys who steal all the money and take off. That's the fun stuff." On that basis, John Grisham's new legal thriller, The Associate, is going to be a lot of fun, at least for its readers. But not for Kyle McAvoy, an innocent young associate in a firm with more than its share of slimy attorneys. He'll be fighting for his career, his honor, and his life.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in the firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website, ours is free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your download at convenience, totally free at freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go get a free account over there today at privacyharbor.com.
All right, so we will take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. Mark, you're going to tell us about Mexican chaos coming up in a moment. But first we go to, I believe, Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Scott the Bigot, you're on the air.
Thank you. You were talking about the Federal Reserve, and in my hand, I'd like to educate your readers, and I'm sure you find it interesting, too.
Let me guess. You're going to tell us the Federal Reserve is controlled by a bunch of
bankers. If you would let me finish, you had an advertisement yesterday on the air about international bankers. That's just a euphemism for Jewish bankers. And I have in my hand volume 3.
Right, because nobody else is a banker except Jewish people.
Could I please explain?
There are no other bankers out there besides Jewish people. Is that what you're going to tell me?
In 1916, on Jekyll Island off of Georgia, four gentlemen secretly met in the dead of night.
I think it was off of Georgia. Was it off of Georgia?
Yes.
One was August Belmont. The second gentleman was Jacob Schiff. The third was Paul Warburg, and the fourth was Otto Kahn.
So you know a bunch of names. Uh-huh. What's your point?
My point is that they nefariously cobbled together a Federal Reserve Act, which went into effect, set up 12 Federal Reserve banks, and in layman's terms, it's very complicated, but in layman's terms, they choked off all of the money supply, where these gentlemen controlled all of the money supply in the entire United States.
Okay, well, we already understand, Scott, that the Federal Reserve is a bad, bad idea, but are you trying to tell me that everybody involved in its forming was Jewish and that somehow, even if that were true, that therefore all Jewish people are in on the plot?
Yeah, gentlemen, it's very complicated.
You're out of your mind.
It's a big stretch, dude.
If you would read...
Here's what I want to ask you about,
please,
since we've got you here. Since you called about this last week, and we didn't really have a chance to get into it, you also have a problem. I mean, you hate everybody except for white Christian males, apparently. You probably
for white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Do you like women as well, or do you just like males?
Oh, I like women.
You like women, but only white Christian Protestant women, right? Is that right?
Yes, preferably.
So, what's your problem with gay people? You said you had a problem with homosexuality before it was ruining America or something.
America, gentlemen.
Okay, well, can you get into that a little bit? Because I'd like to have a better understanding.
I'll elaborate for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a traditional American family. When I mean that, I mean a man is married to one woman. And to be faithful to that woman and to love her and to produce children. Homosexuals and lesbians...
You must hate me, too, because I've got a vasectomy.
Yeah. Homosexual, and I use the word homosexual, not gay, because gay people have nothing to be happy about. They're homosexuals and lesbians. They have a perverted...
Why wouldn't they be happy? They found somebody that they enjoy spending time with and they like to spend their life with. What's wrong with that?
It's not God's plan. It's not normal.
Who are you
to say? Natural.
Who are you to say what God's plan is? Do you have a direct line to the old G-man himself?
Let me tell you something. You can laugh. God has struck down this nation with AIDS, Hurricane Katrina, a depression, because we have ignored his
word. The idea that God is all of a sudden sicking hurricanes on the United States now because of gay people? Sorry, bud. Hurricanes have been around for a long time, but then again, so have gay people. So are you going to tell me that as long as gay people have been around, hurricanes have been around, or is it just Hurricane Katrina?
I'm saying that God is furious at America's
what about the animals that have that engage in homosexuality? What about animals in the animal kingdom that engage in homosexuality? Does God hate those animals too?
You're asking an ignorant question.
I'm asking an ignorant man. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Man, God wants a man and a woman. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Did he tell you that?
Homosexuals and lesbians.
What a cliche. Do you do nothing but spout cliches?
Ian, you're just pummeling the guy. Scott,
he called in.
He did. Now, you had mentioned before that you believe that, have you created your own religion, I guess is what I'm saying. You don't really seem to believe the Bible as a religion. You believe that Jesus was not Jewish, but in fact he was a white guy from England or something, right?
I believe that the Jews, as I told you last week or week before, it's known as British Israelitism. The Jews would have you believe that Jesus and all these...
But The Jews are pretty thoroughly mentioned in the Bible, Scott. I mean, I understand what you're saying, that there's a conspiracy out there, but that's fine with me. I mean, the Protestantism that I was raised in, and I think it was pretty mainstream Protestantism, says that Jesus was a Jew.
That is not true. They may say...
No, it's true that what I said, which is that mainstream Protestant says that Jesus was a Jew.
So does that mean that mainstream Protestantism has been taken over and subverted by the Jewish people?
Yes, not only
so their hands are in everything. The plot is everywhere.
Are you proposing that laws are passed to prohibit people from being gay? You think that will stop people?
Well, as I call you from Massachusetts, I hate homosexual and lesbian marriage. It's an abomination.
Well, I look forward to having more of it. I hope that we have more homosexual marriages. Just
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Where is your morality? Where is your decency? Don't you believe in morality, or do you believe in degeneracy?
Michael Savage, by the way. I'm sure of it now.
Let's use Jesus as a moral compass here. Jesus said that he is without sin can cast the first stone, and that before you go picking motes out of other people's eyes, you ought to look at the plank in your own. So
that's where my morality
is, Scott. Ian, you've been pummeling me.
I know.
I have questions
to say
for the man.
Well, you can get to the questions. Maybe we'll hold them through a break this time. But here's my question. Since you bring up the Jesus, I just want to take Scott's position here and try to imagine what he might say to what you're saying about Jesus.
We have Scott. Be quiet.
Here's what I would think, Scott. And let me see if I'm right about this, Scott. I'm just trying to predict what you would say.
Yes.
The Jesus that actually loves other people is a Jewish plot. The real Jesus actually hates other people that aren't white Christian Protestants.
The real Jesus
heterosexuals.
What I'm telling you is under British Israelitism. You'd have to read a book
on
Jesus
it. Hate, Jesus, Scott. What would Jesus do?
Jesus is an Anglo-Saxon origin. He's an Anglo-Saxon. He's not a Jew. That's what the Jews would have you believe.
Scott, would he hate just like you?
What would he do?
See, you're turning it all around.
No, Jesus were here right now today, and he saw two gay people walking down the road, and you were standing beside him. What would he say to you if you said that stuff to him?
He would say, "You're doing the right thing. You're doing the Lord. Using the words of Adolf Hitler by opposing
Mark.
The Jews and homosexuality. I'm doing the Lord's work."
So you don't really believe in Christianity, because Christianity believes in the Bible, and the Bible,
there's a lot I find wrong with Christianity. There's a lot of conflicting views to it, a lot. But I'll tell you one thing I believe in. I believe that this nation has been struck down because of its immorality. I believe homosexuality and lesbianism is a plague upon this nation. It's like
a cancer. Oh, go kill yourself.
But Scott,
it's always been here, Scott.
Scott, the fact is, now
it always will be here, unfortunately.
Yeah, it absolutely will. The fact is, you've been marginalized even that much more now, Scott, because you don't actually believe in Christianity. You don't believe in white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't. You believe in, because I've read that book, that silly little Bible thing. I've read it plenty. It said Jesus was a Jew. So you believe some other religion that preaches.
Do you have more questions for this guy? Get out of here, Scott. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, even if you are a sicko. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That again, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, the bulletin board system is one of those, and it includes over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org, that's cdevolution.org. Now with handy monthly subscriptions that you can sign up for, $3, $5, $10, and $25 a month, to, again, help those folks out that are willing to put it all on the line, including their freedom, to defend your freedom. cdevolution.org. Wayne, before we go on with the calls, you wanted to comment a little further on Scott the Bigot.
Yeah, this whole thing chaps my hide because, you know, what happens, first of all, is government creates this marriage conundrum in the first place by sanctioning who is really married and who isn't, first of all. Secondly, whether or not you agree with the gay lifestyle or not, it's none of your damn business. You have to let people live their own lives as long as they're not hurting you, because if you do try to regulate them, if you do try to condemn them, they're going to retaliate. And that's one of the big problems we have in this country today, is that all these little groups trying to retaliate against other people. And all it does is reduce harmony, reduce sense of community, and keeps everybody at each other's throats.
I don't think that guy has any sense of harmony whatsoever in his life. I mean, can you imagine waking up and being him? He just hates everybody. The hate that flows through his veins, that it's all his own creation. They know those people didn't do anything to him. Okay, yeah, the Federal Reserve is a really bad thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with people's religion. It has to do with men in search of power over others, in search of ways to extract wealth. A very select group of men.
That's right.
Not anybody's religion or their belief system.
Some of the greatest freedom fighters of our time were Jewish. Murray Rothbard, Ludwig von Mises, F.A. Hayek. I mean, there's so many of them that were Jewish. So how could one say that to demonize all Jews because maybe a few of these bankers happen to be of Jewish ancestry? It's ridiculous.
It absolutely is ridiculous. We continue with Paula in Florida. Paula, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, good evening, guys.
What's on your mind?
I want to give you some good news. They're working in the House. They just adjourned. They're getting rid of the Patriot Act, the Surveillance Act. Also, they're getting us out of... Yep, they're working on today.
Come on.
Sheila Jackson Lee is an attorney. She was just on the floor, and this is what they're working on right now.
They're going to get rid of the Patriot Act. That's what you're claiming?
I called her about the Patriot Act because they're starting to use it against us now. And, matter of fact, parents are being arrested now as terrorists for spanking their children. And they're having to go to jail.
I don't agree with spanking, but I say that goes way too far.
Yeah, it does. But anyway, they're using the Patriot Act to go against us.
Well, wait a minute. Some representative told you that they were going to get rid of...
Yeah, she's an attorney.
She's a U.S. House representative?
Yeah, from Texas, yeah.
And she claims they're going to get rid of the Patriot Act.
They're working on it right now.
All right, mark that down. Paula says they're going to get rid of the Patriot Act.
But anyway, there's something else I need to tell you about that you need to get right on, okay? What this gentleman was just telling you, Jesus was not a Jew. We descend from Seth. And go back to read your book, Genesis, okay? Adam and Eve had children together, but the first two were not theirs. The first two.
Cain and Abel were not theirs?
Not his, no.
Whose?
If you'll go back and read Genesis, it talked about his seed and her seed. Okay, she had paternal twins by the fallen angel himself, and that was the Edomites and the Jews.
Is this news to you, Mark?
It's pretty common that the people consider the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to be sex.
Well, anyway, it's the fact you can ask Glenn Kimmel.
Okay, I'm confused. Wait, what is that? Paula. Wait. Hold on. You're losing me here. Can you run that by me again, Mark?
Okay, it's a relatively common thought process that the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was the tree that the
Eve took the quince from,
the
or whatever.
Apricot tree.
What's that?
It was an apricot tree.
Well, an apricot now?
It was a quince tree. Yeah.
It's an apple, it's an apricot, it's a quince.
Apple, it's apricot.
Right. In America, it's an apple. I've heard, I've heard apricots. I've seen all kinds of different fruit. But traditionally, it's the quince.
It wasn't actually fruit.
It wasn't fruit. It was, Eve decided to have sex with the serpent.
With a serpent?
Well, I mean... you can
that
call
sounds
somebody
like some really dirty porno
you
right
can
there.
Call somebody a snake in the grass without them actually being a snake. So, I mean...
she actually had sex with the devil? Is that the idea?
Right.
So she could have had sex with Adam?
Mick Jagger.
So she would have been able to... So,
they were paternal twins.
Wait, Adam and Eve were paternal twins?
No, the two boys were paternal twins.
And they were not actually the sons of Adam, is what
you're
saying.
That's right.
So,
as a matter of fact, we come from Ireland, Scotland. As a matter of fact, why do you think Jesus built his church in Britain for? He used to go there all the time with his father.
I don't really know much about.
How did the carpenter decide to become a sailor and get to Great Britain?
He loved it. He used to go there with his father. He fell in love with it, with England. He loved it.
If Jesus really wanted me to believe this cockamamie BS, how come he didn't make it a little clearer in his Bible?
It is. I know about it. I mean, if you'll give us ancient manuscripts, you'll find out about it.
But you have a fax line to the president.
Yeah, you need the ancient manuscripts.
Get on ancient manuscripts, and you'll get the whole story.
All right, Paula. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So let me see if I've got this straight. According to Paula, and you're saying this is a fairly common belief.
I'm going to stick this letter opener in my ear.
Adam and Eve didn't actually have sex to create Cain and Abel. That was the devil that... Eve had sex with, who wasn't actually a snake, but wasn't in fact another man.
It was like Mel Gibson.
It's already a stupid story to begin with, and then you go embellishing on the stupid story with additional stupidity. I mean, look, come on,
I'm
people.
Just trying to understand what she was getting
that's
at
what
here.
She
it's hard
said.
To get it out of her.
I understand.
You sound familiar with this.
That's correct. That is a correct statement. I didn't know about the Cain and Abel being a progeny of that. I mean,
So the temptation was sex. Is that the idea? The temptation?
Sex is dirty, isn't it?
Well, wait,
it would be the knowledge of good and evil.
So,
would it not? Sex is both good and evil, according to like Christian religions, right?
I really don't know. You're the expert.
So well, could you not have sex with somebody and it be sort of evil in your relationship?
I suppose.
Okay,
I suppose. So does that mean that she was already having sex with Adam? And then she had sex with the devil after that?
That sounds accurate to me.
So sex was okay when she was having it with Adam, but
right.
When she did with the devil.
Well, it's good to have sex with your wife. It is.
But were they married? I don't think they were.
In the absence of a preacher, marriage from a biblical stance is essentially, a union and then I suppose a proclamation. So, I mean, marriage doesn't have to be done with a government certificate, as you know. And
this is like a common law marriage, basically.
You can call it whatever you want. I mean, the fact is, it's, to me, the way I see things is people are married when they're in long-term committed relationships. And I think that that's, essentially that's how God sees it, too, if God is the God of the Bible or close or something.
Yeah, but if you don't have permission from the government, then you're not married. You're not legally married.
I'll tell you, Abraham and Sarah didn't have a certificate.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Neither did our great-grandparents, for that matter.
I'm still a little confused, but we're going to continue with your phone calls and talk to Dave, listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Hello, Dave.
I'm going to disagree with your last two callers. Jesus says in the Bible.
Huh? Me too.
Okay, Jesus says in the Bible, love one another no matter what. And Jesus said he didn't come to...
Condemn.
He said... He came to, someone told me once, help those on the path to helping themselves. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I just heard that before.
It makes sense to me. Look, if you're out there condemning people and pointing fingers at other people about how bad their lives are, I don't think you're living the religion that Jesus Christ brought to this earth. Jesus Christ who spoke out against the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were the religious leaders of their time, who were the people that were upholding moral laws and having people punished for not doing the things that it is that they felt were the law from the Old Testament. The Pharisees and Sadducees would be the ones that were going out after gay people.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live, and that's the point of the show. 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you tonight.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want, and we go to Chad in Missouri. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Chad?
Why is it every time I call, I hear Scott the Bigot and just random talk about the Bible?
Because that's all I hear, too.
Because he's been calling every single night. So go ahead.
No, as far as Obama goes, the new presidency, I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on his policies and what do you think is going to happen?
I wonder why there aren't troops headed back from Iraq right now and why Guantanamo is still open.
And I'm wondering why Robert Gates, the defense secretary under Bush, is still there. And in fact, he's the one who originally proposed this domestic security force.
How about
you,
Chad?
That's kind of scary. Oh, I think, they may pull us out of Iraq, but I think all we're going to do is switch over to Afghanistan.
Yep, point taken.
Well, as you said, as Mark said, it hasn't started yet. And the Guantanamo thing, there's news on that today. I don't know if you heard, but according to Hoosier Nanny, not even a full day into his term, and Obama has already reneged on a pretty major campaign pledge. Instead of closing the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Obama has ordered a 4-month suspension of prisoner prosecutions.
Right, so he's suspending prosecutions, but those guys are still down there, and they're still in whatever condition it is that they were being kept in, which I would consider something akin to, if it's not torture, it's really darn uncomfortable.
But even if he is, it's largely symbolic, because where are these people going? Are they being released, or are they just going to some other prison somewhere else?
That's what I would guess. The latter.
Well, I think all the promises he made, obviously at this point, now he's got to, I'd say follow through, but a lot of them were kind of hollow promises. So
it's interesting.
Guantanamo was one of those things where, you can say what you want. You can say the same thing with Iraq, like we're going to pull our people out. But once you step in the office, I mean, it's a different ballgame. That's like me saying, okay, yeah, we're going to do this and that. But the reality is once you take that spot and you know all the details, things aren't the same.
Well, the reality is the politicians say one thing to get elected, and then they do something completely different. And the whole idea that Americans would believe that this would, that it would go differently this time is really amazing to me. That they keep getting fed the same old line, and they keep believing it every 4 years. I mean, who really believes that politicians tell the truth?
I'm wondering how long the honeymoon period is going to last with his supporters.
Well, what was his approval rating was in the 80th percentile, like 85% or something like that. So keep an eye on that, and we'll see. Chad, any other thoughts?
Well, I guess it all depends with the market, too, if you look at that. I don't know what it did today, but obviously yesterday it was down, what, 300 points?
Yeah, took a bit of a dive.
I hope he does the right thing. I'm still optimistic or hopeful that he will come to his senses, but the best thing he can do is get out of the way and let us rebuild our economy and our lives.
He's never promised that, though.
You're right, but that would be great.
It would be really great, and I hope the best for America, so therefore I must hope the best for Obama. However, I'm not an idiot, and I'm not blind, and I know that bigger government and more intrusion means bad things for all of us, and to a great deal, that's what he's been talking about. Now, I'd like to talk about the war in Afghanistan, if we could, for a second.
Thank you, Chad, for the call. Appreciate it.
He had mentioned that Obama was going to switch over to Afghanistan, and I wanted to bring to task a pillar, an icon of liberty, who voted for the war in Afghanistan. Ron Paul.
Uh-oh.
He voted to send troops over to Afghanistan.
That's a shame.
And as I understand it, that's what he said in one of the debates, at least, and I'll take his word at it.
Yeah, I do believe he did.
Now, I can understand things were different at about that time. I mean, I probably would have invaded Canada if I thought that was the the right thing to do.
Yeah, I guess at the time they really felt Bin Laden was there and Bin Laden was responsible for 9/11. So I think that it was probably a tough decision for him, but he felt that he was really going after the perpetrators of that act.
Right.
Well, he should have known better than that. You don't send the military to go after a few guys. You don't do that.
Well,
because they're going to blow up a bunch of innocent people in the way, if they even find who it is they're supposed
to be
looking
for.
And
then they've blown up a bunch of innocent people, some of which are still incarcerated in Guantanamo today.
And a lot of them were just turned in by their neighbors and family members for the reward money, and they may not have even been terrorists.
Yep. It's all true. Where are you going with that, Mark?
Well, I think it's fair to point out when pillars and icons of liberty, go ahead and they make mistakes too.
Sure.
But it's one of the reasons why, I mean, it's like you said, you would have invaded Canada had you had the opportunity, and it's just one of the reasons why we shouldn't give anybody that kind of level of control and power, where they can just, on a whim, decide to go and kill some people that have nothing to do with anything. So the whole idea, I mean, if Ron Paul was going to be truly principled, he should have said no, and he should have put a bill forth to abolish the military. But, he's not 100%. He's 99%.
And it's difficult to, it's difficult when you're in the positions of government. I'm sort of caught on the times of a quandary myself, being a member of the volunteer fire department. I was there last night.
Mm-hmm.
I got all my new stuff. I got my helmet and I got my suit and everything.
I got all my new fire department stuff.
And then the hammer fell at the association meeting after we did our little training and everything. Apparently, they want a new tanker truck, $140,000, and they encouraged everyone to come out to the town meeting to vote for that tanker truck. Well, I'm going to be there in that town meeting with all the other firefighter association members, and I'm going to be expected to raise my hand when that tanker truck thing comes.
You're going to be the Dr. No, huh?
Well, that's a tough decision, right?
Why?
Well, there's a lot of peer pressure.
What?
Okay, so... Now, I'm going to make a proposal to the chief. I'm going to do it before the. I'm going to do it probably tomorrow if I can get his ear, where we do some things, essentially fee based stuff with the volunteer fire department and make some steps in the direction of becoming autonomous and that kind of thing. And if so, I think I'm going to be willing to vote for that tanker truck. If we can move in a more fee based direction, do you see the politics?
You're playing politics,
on?
Yeah. You're not being principled.
But being principled isn't going to get you anywhere. Would you agree?
He's going to lose his new uniform. You'll have to give it all back.
I'm going to give up my helmet.
But
they might not need your vote, so they might not even.
Likely, my vote won't matter one way or the other.
Yeah.
But Do you see the dilemma here? If I offer them the opportunity and they take it to go fee-based, partially fee-based, it would probably be over the period of a half decade to a decade to get totally on their own, get the training wheels off. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people need incentives to go in that direction. My piddly little vote might be an incentive to go in that direction. There's other incentives that I'll be pointing out to him. I've got a proposal worked out. But
okay. Yeah, good luck with
do
that.
Do you see how, you know, the politicking can get one mired in the...
Yeah, I see that, and that's why I think that it should be abolished, all of it.
Yeah, how are you going to do civil disobedience against the fire department there, Hotshot?
I have no interest in that.
Throw some snowballs.
I have no interest in doing that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Who does?
Why do they have to have a public vote? I mean, that creates a lot of resentment and division. Why not just have a private Australian-type vote where people go into a little booth and do it? Nobody knows how anyone voted, and then there's no retaliation.
That's how they do it up here.
Well, no, not everywhere. Some towns are passing resolutions to go the other way and do a more private vote.
Yeah, well, we where I live, rather conservative. They're not going to be changing anything. We don't like change where I live, which is fine for me. But
all right.
At least, at the very least, I will have been able to go to the chief and say, look, I'm morally opposed to this. And if he turns down my proposal, then I'm free to vote my conscience.
Oh, by the way, there was apparently some breaking news here. People were concerned yesterday that Barack Obama did not take the actual oath of office. And apparently it's been readministered at this point.
Okay.
So, not that that's going to mean anything.
Oath of office to defend and protect the Constitution.
Yeah, he giggled during it or something.
There was some kind of mess up. I guess the Chief Justice messed it up and then Obama messed it up. I don't know what the exact details were, but it was a point that somebody that was made on last night's program. And so for those who actually think it will matter, he has re-sworn the oath at this point. But again, we already know that.
Yeah, what's the point in that?
Yeah.
Was it televised or did they just say he did?
I have no idea. But I do know that it won't really make one whit of a difference in the long run because clearly the Constitution is of no effect. It is no longer in effect, and the politicians could give a flip about the Constitution.
Well, they're putting on a charade that it still exists.
That's true, and that's why they're doing this. So they're trying to make people think that they actually care. When in point of fact, all they care about is aggregating more power to the federal government and to their individual positions, especially Mr. Obama and his presidency. I'm sure he really is appreciative of what George Bush did in his last 8 years of aggregating as much power as possible to the executive branch. So he can build upon that. 800-259-9231. And still to come here, I've got to talk about, you're going to tell us about Mexican chaos. Mark, apparently the country of Mexico involved in a civil war? Is that right?
That's right.
All right, we'll find out what that is all about. It's news to me. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you one of